Tech of Sports, Gianna Pivlis, CEO of Mayan Tech. This week on the Tech of Sports, the CEO of Mayan Tech. Joined by Gianna Pivlis this week, Finnish wearable company, Mayan Tech. Modern Life mobile apps are a great way to receive our content for your smart devices. There's an app for both iOS and Android. Don't forget Stitcher Radio, TuneIn Radio, all the other apps where you can get your favorite Modern Life Podcast Network shows all preloaded. Tech of Sports, the production of the Modern Life Podcast Network at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Great to join by Gianna this week. Talk about wearables in a different way. Mayan Tech, the latest sports performance innovation company using wearable technology, including clothing. So that's really where we're going this week, to look at how clothing can be a great resource for athletes of all levels to see how their muscles react when subject to workouts, physical activity. So we'll pick up right with the interview with Gianna right now on the Tech of Sports. So let's learn a little bit about Mayan Tech.
Well, thanks for joining me, Gianna, and with a lot of exciting things going on with Mayan Tech, and just kind of give the listeners of my show a little introduction to your company.
Yeah, so Mayan Tech is a wearable technology company based in Finland. So we have been already for a while established for a while, and the current product in body is really for the mass production version of the wearable EMG. Solution. It's been out in the market now 3 years, and we have updated the solution daily on the software side, and now of course on the clothing electronic side of it, and really kind of wanted to improve it based on the customer feedback and based on the customer needs. So currently focusing on sport, mainly elite sport, and then for the rehabilitation we have build a solution where we have shorts, compression shorts, measuring muscle activation, and then we have mobile app, but also PC software to analyze the data. So we analyze the signal and give the feedback to the user, whether there is a clear kind of increasing risk to get injured, or whether we see that the fatigue is rising, or we see balances. So there's many features that we have built in algorithms.
Yeah, the product I'm looking at, the thing you've gotten the most exposure for, would be the short biking, running shorts, maybe used by triathletes, like you said, elite athletes. You know, when we talk about wearables, we're usually talking about wearing a fitness band on our wrist, but these are you have to go all in with these shorts. What kind of data is gathered from wearing the compression shorts?
Yeah, so my background is in healthcare, so we are still a health tech company. So the data that we are providing has to be very accurate. That has been our kind of key or the baseline. And so we have validated the technology outside. Some universities have done that. We have a lot of scientific articles to really kind of prove that the data that we are getting is accurate. So when we have that, we know that that data is accurate. Then, of course, the focus has been to analyze that. And as I mentioned, fatigue is one thing. So muscle fatigue is something that is really kind of, if you find that very accurately, you can really optimize your training. I mean, the more quality, less quantity. And if you compare, for example, lactate threshold or the ventilation threshold, then the sports men are using masks to measure the gases. So those have been kind of, we have evaluated in many cases what is the most accurate, and we've seen some PhD studies that the lactate threshold is coming first, then there is a ventilation and muscle fatigue or the EMG threshold. So what we have seen is that gives our kind of good base to say that if we can find and we can define the static threshold, then we can define and give the users very accurate training zone. So again, if you want to optimize your training, you focus on the quality instead of quantity, right? And that's something that we can give. That's one thing on the performance side. Then on the kind of problem detection side, we can see the muscle distribution. So we see if your quads are working or if your quads are overloaded. So if you do, for example, a squat, or if you run, and you are not using your glutes, but you are overloading your hamstrings, that is causing a lot of hamstring injuries in European football or soccer, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the reasons why the soccer is very big sport. They have really found this technology.
What is in the shorts? Are there sensors? How much research went into perfecting what you had to put in the shorts to get the information?
So, the shorts, there is an embedded sensor. So when you wear the shorts, you don't really feel that you are wearing something wearable. If you have wear the compression shorts, those are very similar. So we have kind of laminated sensors measuring the quads, hamstrings, and glutes, muscle groups. And then, like now, when we launched this new mobile app, you don't need to really analyze the data at all. So in the mobile app, you will see visual picture of your muscle groups, and you see how they are firing. So if you do a squat, you see that the glutes should be firing first, and then the hamstring.
That's it.
And naturally, the quads are firing as well. But you can even see the activation order, and that is the way how the coaches, strength coaches, for example, can train the athletes to have better technique so that the activation order is the optimal, and then you don't overload the certain muscle groups. So we have aimed to provide now in the new mobile app alert. So we can say that if you select training zone one, you want to burn your fat, for example. You are not an elite athlete, you are a recreational athlete. So we can say very clearly and very accurately that what is the zone, what is the speed, or what is the effort you need to do in order that you will really optimize your fat burning rate. So, and if you go over, we are alerting that. Yeah. Same thing in the problem detection. If we see that you are not in balance and your muscles are getting tense and tense, we can alert that as well.
We're with Yanne Pilavas, CEO of Myontech, here talking about the company and the shorts that have gained a lot of publicity. You recently, Yanne, spoke in Los Angeles at the VIP Sports and Tech event. How were you received there, and how did that event go?
Yeah, that was very useful. First of all, we haven't been really active in the U.S. market. We have been focusing on Europe, and now when talking with top teams there, soccer teams, NBA teams, so we clearly found the need to get the objective data from the players. So not only that they will get the GPS data out of the players, but they can see if there's some problems or kind of muscle tense happening. And with our solution, they can get it immediately. I mean, real-time insight feedback from the athlete's muscle. So that's giving new dimension for the coaches. The interest is mainly on the medical team side. So they see that this is improving rehabilitation process and the return to play phase. But of course, when using that for the whole team to improve the performance, it gives also very, very beneficial information.
It's always a challenge to get the word out about a new company, especially a Finnish company, one that's not based here in the States. But how do you spread the word and get the people excited and kind of just get the information out about Myontech?
Yeah, usually it's just that we participate with this kind of event, what we had in Port Council, for example, in LA, and really go to the clubs who are motivated and interested to use this kind of features, or you don't even need to analyze the data because we are giving those pre-analyzed information. So finding those things like Red Bull Performance Center in LA, they have been our customer for years already.
Yep.
And they have used that in base camp for top athletes. The Bakers was using that a lot. With the previous strength and condition coach, we have ice hockey teams and players in San Jose or Pittsburgh. They're using the product, UCLA as a university. So there's you know, top level customers and references whom you can of course use, and then spread the message through these kind of persons who are using the product.
And have you gotten feedback from the athletes using the product on how to maybe make it better or changes, or are you always looking for feedback from your elite athletes?
Yeah, they are naturally very big development resource for us, especially the coaches.
Yep.
Because usually the coaches are the ones who are checking the data and checking the analyzing the data and checking the feedback. So they are very important for us. Randy Huntington is one good example, a sprint and jump coach, currently now in China, coaching the national team. But Randy has been very useful for us, I mean, developing the product. There's several other coaches, but when mentioning someone from US, Randy may be one of those most important persons giving the feedback.
I hear the shorts are very comfortable. Is that true?
Yeah, as I mentioned, it's really, you don't feel the difference between the compression shorts and the thin body.
That's great. And we're wrapping up here with Jani Pilivas, CEO of the Finnish company Myontech. And where do you guys go from here, Jani? What's the lays ahead in the future, and what do you guys have coming up next?
So this year, we are really focusing on the U.S. market. So we'd like to do something big in U.S., not only in elite sport, but also in rehabilitation. So we have some nice news coming very soon, if not next week, then right after that, and really focused on the U.S. market. So elite sport is not the only focus segment. We see that in our technology, you can prove a lot for normal persons. I mean, if they are in rehabilitation, for example. Remote rehabilitation is one good example for knee-injured knee-operated patients.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's great for people recovering from injury, people that are maybe just starting out their fitness routine or getting in shape. This lets them help track their progress, and the results can be mind-blowing. You're giving them some data that to look at that nobody's ever had before, and just some great information. So if people want to check out your website, Jani, how can they check you out, and are you on social media?
Yeah, we are in the social media. So the account name is at Know Your Muscles. So you can find us on Facebook with that account, and then also on Twitter. We have resellers in the U.S., so if you want to try, if you want to discuss the details, we have the local distributors also there, and all the information is available in our website, myontech.com.
Thanks for joining us, and hold on here 1 second as we wrap up. Thanks to Jani for joining us and talking about Myontech here this week. Interesting company, interesting concept. Don't have to put on a fitness band per se. It's the clothes we wear will give us all the data. Thanks for joining us here on the Modern Life Podcast Network. Check out all the shows at modernlifepodcastnetwork.com. Amazon link as well, where you can help out the network. So great show. More to come always on the Tech of Sports in the coming weeks. So thanks for Jani for joining us. This has been the Tech of Sports, a Modern Life Podcast Network production.